This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the legislation making its way through the process.
The Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills.
Tuesday became Wednesday as Missouri senators set out to tackle a tort reform effort. Senator Ed Emery of Lamar sponsors Senate Bill 7, legislation that seeks to modify provisions of civil procedure regarding joinder and venue.
Essentially going back to the 2005 reforms.
After 14 hours of deliberation, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton offered substitute language for parts of the bill.
Modifies the language at the end of the bill to clarify it and to speak to the concern of out-of-state plaintiff joinder.
Missouri senators then gave the proposal preliminary approval.
I would venture to say you probably see some tort reform on the floor.
Well, I think everybody has the right to stand up and voice their opinion.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia says joinder and venue has been a sticking point for some lawmakers for years.
Venue is something that we are serious about. Obviously, the Supreme Court decision that came down last week, I think, certainly helped our cause.
Senate Bill 7 still needs another positive vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill number 76.
Wednesday afternoon saw Senate Bill 76 come to the floor for the first time. Senator David Sater of Cassville is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues his proposal seeks to require certain Missouri Health Net participants to comply with work and community engagement requirements.
In Missouri, over the past 10 years, Medicaid has risen as a percentage of total state budget from 28% to nearly 40%.
During floor discussion, Senator Brian Williams of University City talked about determinants of health.
One is economic stability. The second one is health care. The third one is neighborhood and environment. The fourth one is education. And the fifth is social and community context.
Senate Bill 76 has been set aside for future talks.
Patty Parris on the Senate floor.
Missouri Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors introduced Patty Parris on the Missouri Senate floor. Parris formerly worked for Missouri's first female state auditor, first female House Speaker, and the first person to serve as both House Speaker and Missouri Senate President pro tem.
She is about to be, or is, to our knowledge, the only woman ever to serve as a doorkeeper for either chamber of the Missouri General Assembly.
She'll be back at work on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.